This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, where would that be exactly?
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right, folks. The USA, America, buckle up. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is riding shotgun, and super producer Chris Larson, always keeping the trains running on time. Been a busy show, talking about so many different topics: property taxes, the homeless situation in Fargo, and again, thanks to Fargo PD and the Fargo city officials that gave me a pretty good tutorial on downtown Fargo and the homeless issue there, and that's going to inform some reports we'll be doing in the future, weeks and months, so looking forward to that. What else can we talk about? Fargo Public Schools, a little bit, has a fiscal discipline problem. Fargo Public Schools. That's like saying academic dishonesty instead of cheating. They have a fiscal disability, fiscal disability. Yeah, they have a little problem there and not needing some help there. So anyway, we talked about that and a lot more. And a lot of you are sending me your property tax statements. That's awesome, because I want more examples of what's happening on valuations as well as on higher taxes, so appreciate that very much. And then, of course, the digital addiction with Father Kyle Metzger last hour and Pat Trainer from DMF. I'm telling you, I could talk about that all day long. It is a plague on America with the addiction that kids have, but kids are just as guilty as the parents, and vice versa. I mean, it's real.
That's
so
mind-boggling how fast it happened.
Yep.
I mean, flip phones not that long ago, texting was 123, 12, 12, 123, 4, you know. And now, boy, when the smart screen and the old iPhone thing, crazy. Hey, Jason says, I got my Cass County ND tax statement. There's an item on there called Garrison. And to dispute or get any information, the meeting is in Carrington. Does anyone know what this Garrison thing is? That be the diversion?
Not sure. Dude, I didn't totally follow that, but you know, the Garrison diversion. Garrison diversion was a promise from the federal government to North Dakota in exchange for land, and they reneged on the deal. They didn't finish it because it was supposed to go all the way to the valley. There is a Garrison diversion, but it stops. Bad dang deal there. Anyway, let me get to our next guest. A lot of heavy topics today, but I wanted a feel good story. So, I called my friend Gretchen Stanjum, and I said, would you come on the radio and tell me about Buddy the Dog, and tell me about what you're doing at the Ann Carlson Center with this wonderful book? Gretchen, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you back. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'm great from Watford City. The sky is blue, and it's a gorgeous day here today.
Good for you. We have rain in Fargo and a little mini thunderstorm rolling through, so I'm glad to know Watford City is... Well, the sun shines on Watford City a lot. It does, because it's one incredible place. It really is. And Gretchen, you're a big part of that for sure. So who's Buddy the Dog?
So Buddy was our dog, our family dog. Many years ago, our son Eric, when he was 7, was bitten in the face by a dog. As the months went on after the dog bite, he kind of deteriorated. He didn't want to go anywhere where a dog would be there. He didn't want any stuffed animals in his room, so my husband and I put him in counseling. He spent 6 months in counseling. At the end of counseling, we'd go out to the veterinary clinic, where Eric learned to trust and hold dogs again and pet them. And the counselor told us, you should consider getting a dog. And I thought, I'm taking care of 4 kids. I can't take care of a dog. About 2 years later, a dog started running around on our lawn, and I fed him. And the next day, the dog was still there, and my son was Eric was biking over to a friend's house. The dog was chasing him. A trailer and a pickup with a trailer was driving next to him and missed our son on the highway and actually hit the dog, popped his eye out. We packed up the dog, took the dog to the vet, where I told Doc Nelson to put the dog down. And he said, Gretchen, I'm not going to put this dog down. He's going to be blind in that eye. I can put it back. But I've never seen this dog before. This dog is a neutered male, about 14 to 18 months old. And I think you should consider keeping him. He'd be good for your son. And Steve and I just stood there in the veterinary clinic and thought, what do we do now? Went home at a family meeting and decided to bring the dog home and name him Buddy. He was going to be blind in that eye. The veterinarian was able to put the eye back in again. We brought him home and kept him for the next 13 years, and he became our family dog.
Oh, such a great story. It's just unbelievable.
Awesome.
It is unbelievable. And now it's the story you're sharing. Tell us a little bit about the lesson from that that you want to convey in kids.
I am. I'm really thrilled to convey this message about a dog living with a disability. He was blind in that eye. No one ever claimed this dog. And I called everyone, the sheriff's office, the veterinary clinic again, to people around town. Everyone knew we had this dog. And to have this dog just land in our lives was such a magical God-given blessing to our family to completely heal Eric and heal our family from what had happened. So the dog lived his whole life with us. He was blind in that eye. And as he passed away on our lawn 13 years later, I thought this dog really has a great story to tell about living with a disability. He was not a perfect dog, but who is perfect in this world? And I drew the analogy that other animals didn't want to play with him because he looked different. And my message is about being kind to others no matter how they look. And I decided to write a little book about Buddy because I thought he had a great story for my grandchildren. And it kind of grew from that point on. And I decided to give the money and the proceeds from the book and my new Buddy stuffies that I have to Ann Carlson Center. I think they do such great work for children, not only the children that live on their campus, but in their outreach programs too in other cities. And it's true. Everybody looks different, but it doesn't matter. They're children like every other child, every other person. They look different, but they just want love and affection. Just like Buddy wanted love and affection in a home, and we gave him a home. He healed us. But maybe in this book, we can learn how to be kinder to others.
I love it. And tell us about the experience of delivering the books to the Ann Carlson Center.
Did so. The books have been out since about the beginning of January. My Buddy stuffies just arrived in midsummer. It was really important to me that each child who's living at Ann Carlson would have a Buddy the dog first. And so I went to Ann Carlson school about 2 weeks ago and hand-delivered each child a Buddy stuffy. They're cute and they're cuddly. The dog is wearing an eye patch. Our dog did not wear an eye patch because he couldn't have kept it on. But his eye was so wonky that my illustrator, Emily Hagen, and I talked about what to do to make the dog look different but yet not frightening to children. So we put an eye patch on him. So I delivered a cozy buddy stuffy to each child on campus. And that was really important to me that the children at Ann Carlson Center were able to receive a Buddy stuffy first. And now I am selling them out too. So, and the books are still for sale, of course, and my new Buddy stuffies.
So great. How do people get the book?
So the book is on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble. It's also in Ferguson Books. My Buddy stuffies and the books are available in Watford City at Larson Drug and Long X. They're available in West Fargo at Ferguson Books, in Jamestown at the Story Nook, and in Williston at Country Floral.
And the Ann Carlson Center is the beneficiary of this wonderful, wonderful project that Gretchen has undertaken. Give us a plug about what they do every day, because I know there's a lot of our listeners that don't realize the gem we have in the Ann Carlson Center here in North Dakota.
You know, Ann Carlson Center is one of 14 centers in America that they house and take care of children that are disabled and unable to be cared for in their homes up until age 21. But they also have outreach in many cities in North Dakota, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, are all have children receiving services through Ann Carlson. and they do such great work. They're in the process of building a whole new center right on the interstate, close to the hospital, as you drive by on Interstate 94. And they need that to help care for the children and make sure that they have all their needs cared for and care for the families as well. They're really integrated into the Jamestown community. And as you know, Ann Carlson Center was started by Dr. Ann Carlson, who was born without forearms and legs. Part of her legs were gone, too. And she started this wonderful center for children that could not be cared for.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Gretchen, yeah. you are a treasure. And, you know, you and Steve are so benevolent and give back in so many ways that it's inspiring. So our best to the Stangems and everybody at the First International Bank of Trust family. And thanks for sharing a little bit of this story today. It was awesome.
Thank you, Scott. And I do have a website, so you can go on my website, too, and buy Buddy the Dog and buy Buddy the Dog books. And I appreciate everything that you do, Scott, as well.
Tell me the website.
Buddy the Dog. Buddy the Dog.
BuddyTheDog.com?
Yes, all right. See him right on there.
BuddyTheDog.com. Check that out. That's fantastic. Gretchen, have a great day.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. 16 past the hour more. And your calls. Text when we come back.
Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Timeless drifting.
The best slippers money can buy for $29.99. The best slippers money can buy for $29.99. You hear what I said? How about a towel set? What do you think of those MyPillow towels anyway?
They're awesome. I love Mike's commercial with them where he pours the blue liquid on both of them, and the one that it doesn't absorb, he goes, "You can light a pool with this."
It's so true.
Get that out of here. You can light a pool with this.
This is the real deal, and I know it's hard to talk about on the radio. How do you talk about a towel that actually works like a towel is supposed to be? You know, I mean, they really, really are. We love them. We've got them at the lake. We've got them at home. Kids have them at school and where they live, and it's just unbelievable. You know, it really works well. So, six-pack towel set, okay? Six-pack towel set, 50% off right now. And you get two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, regular price $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this six pack towel set for only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Okay, so again, normal $79.98, now $39.99 as long as you're using my promo code SCOTT. Slippers at $25. Look, Mike Lindell is fighting a war for this country. He is sacrificed everything, borrowed money to do this. It's incredible what he's done. It really is. And I know you guys earlier on the Need to Know Morning Show had a little summary. Maybe we should play a couple of clips from, the telephone number. The telephone number is 800 for MyPillow. You can call the number or you can go to the website. Telephone number 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or just go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. But do it today. Those specials end after today, so I want you to get the good deals. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about we have rounded up a pretty good summary of the event that Mike talked about when he was on the air with us Tuesday, what they did at this Election Crime Bureau Summit.
And down in Springfield.
Yep. Okay, Springfield, Missouri came together and it devised a plan that is going to be implemented in some key elections coming up. To test so that it's ready for 2024, as I understand it.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, they had 2 days. All 50 states were represented. It was a big, there was hundreds of people there. They all dispatched to the states. What InfoWars, what Alex Jones' crew did, is they watched the whole thing, and they pulled out the most important parts of it. And the first cut you're going to hear here is the narration. This is the InfoWars narration of this compilation they put together. Again, you'll find all of this at frankspeech.com. This is about all the anomalies and the spikes in all these districts that went down. Listen to this.
No matter which side of the fence people have been on, they've been saying, show me the evidence.
Travis Kelce.
I believe it when I see the evidence.
For DirecTV.
Kev, I'm hearing two things here.
Catch every touchdown
really has
from
been
every
no
game on Sunday afternoon. And now DirecTV.
Until now.
There we go, sorry.
This start over, would you?
Data,
so I want to hear from the beginning.
Can't be angry when a scientist confirms
the
gravity
saying
pulls
that,
down
you know,
with a negative.
There's evidence everywhere.
Per second squared. Okay. Even when that fact works against the narrative you've heard. So here we go. Just before we show you some new disturbing video evidence, we'll talk about statistical anomalies in three states in question. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, Democratic candidate Joe Biden received several major vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, suddenly placing him in the lead when he had been trailing Trump by a significant margin. 8,954 individual vote updates were analyzed. Across nearly all updates, there follows a clear statistical pattern. However, a very small number of batches are especially questionable. The four most notable aberrations were two in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and one in Georgia. And all occurred in the same five-hour window, in the middle of the night, when in some places counting reportedly had stopped. Not only do these updates not follow generally observed patterns, but their behavior is particularly extreme. For context, using publicly available data from the New York Times, here is a visualization of the number of votes by candidate in Michigan from the beginning of the election night to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on November 4th. Trump is in red, Biden is in blue. Notice the sudden and improbable spike in votes for Biden at 6:30 a.m., where Biden received 141,258 votes, while Trump only received 5,968. This extreme ratio is surrounded by updates that are nearly the same in ratio. This particular update is 23 times more votes for Biden, and is the most extreme update favoring Biden in all datasets across all states. The situation in Wisconsin is even more stark. A single update to the vote count brought Biden from trailing by over 100,000 votes into the lead. Thirdly, a vote update in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time on November 4th, which shows 136,155 votes for Joe Biden and only 29,115 for Donald Trump.
Yeah, so there's that.
He was on number one.
Yeah, there's that.
Now, summarize that for me. Yeah. Summarize what we just heard.
It's impossible. The vote spikes over 100,000 for Biden come in, and there's 5,000 for Trump. And it happened in, like you said, in three states, five different areas where they bombed the ballot box.
The people that say there's nothing to see here say those were absentee ballots and Biden just won big.
No. A lot of them weren't folded. They were supposed to be mail-in. They were, there was thousands of them that had no, if they were mail-in and they were, why weren't they folded and put into an envelope? There's so many things. I mean, if you want to talk about how the votes magically went up, is there a good reason for that? This was the next thing they talked about.
The extents of these four vote spikes in question are more than the margin of victory in all three states, which means the spikes were not only abnormal in regards to percentage for Joe Biden, but also in magnitude of the vote count.
Way more.
Out of roughly 9,000 updates, this election was decided by only four extreme updates, each with a probability of less than 0.1%. Meaning that had these four unlikely updates not happened, we would have a different president in the White House.
Oh.
Detractors argue that these spikes were merely human error and not indication of fraud, and the errors have been corrected. If the errors have been corrected, where is their evidence? Why were the results never changed? Others have said that the spikes indicate heavily Democratic precincts. If that were the case, then California would show many spikes of that magnitude, but it doesn't. Only one vote update in California is anomalous in percentage of Biden votes, but not enough magnitude to shift an outcome. The strangest anomaly visible in the data is a consistently identical ratio of Biden to Trump votes across time, which is theoretically impossible. Here is Florida. These updates occurred over a week following the election. Notice all the ratios of Biden to Trump votes are 100% identical over several days. This pattern shows up in many states. It appears that a computer algorithm is involved in the process, which is doing something called weighted race distribution, a feature of Diebold voting machines known as early as 2001, which gives values to votes rather than simply counting them. Here in California, we see an update of one vote. About 65% of that value is given to Biden and 32% to Trump. How can one vote go to more than one person?
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah, and go to InfoWars. That video is up there.
Why did they have to put that weird music behind it? Can't they just talk?
That's them doing their production on it. InfoWars took the butt. Again, you can see all of those charts, all of those anomalies, all of the states where it happened at frankspeech.com. That gives you an idea what kind of time Mike Lindell has put in and what kind of money he's had to put in to bring this all together. There's mountains of evidence in these states. The best one is the gal that they got on phone selling 5,000 votes for $55,000.
And what every Republican and every Democrat should want is to say, okay, whatever happened there in 2020 cannot happen in 2024. Cannot. You're not changing anything from 2020. That train's left the station. But we need to mitigate. So whatever happened there never happens again. And everybody should agree on that. Everybody should agree, not dismiss it. More after this.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm heading toward the coast of North Carolina today. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane there yesterday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents there caused by Idalia. Officials say that swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you get this from InfoWars or what?
No, I Pearl Jam's playing the XL this weekend. So I'm rolling a little Pearl Jam for you.
I never was big on Pearl Jam. Is there something wrong with me?
No, that's cool. That's cool. My,
not my jam, as the kids would say.
My buddy my jam. Tanya and her husband Joe are so excited. It's like your favorite band, and they're back touring again. So yeah, I think that's
here a little here.
Saturday night.
Okay.
Any better?
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Get to the phones here at 701-271-1100. What's on your mind? Tell us. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Somebody just texted me a note and said, I want a car wash in Glendon. I'd love one in Glendon. That's because they love the one in Harwood, which is, by the way, brand new, state-of-the-art, phenomenal. You come in, they do the debug thing with the wand, and it's great. It's now open in Harwood. There'll be one like that in Castleton in short order because this is opening soon. They're breaking ground in Wahpeton as well for a new PetroServe USA. They're just growing. They got a lot going on. And you can get a car wash anywhere, but you can't get a car wash everywhere where you get a great meal, as well, and fill up the... I mean, it's the best use of your time. I can get a car wash, fill the car, and get some great food, home cooking even, and grab-and-go convenience from PetroServe USA. From Salisbury Steak and Harwood today to tuna noodle hot dish on 45th, Glendon has cheeseburger mac. It's great stuff today. PetroServe USA, as always. Valley City off exit 292 off I-94 as well. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm with Kevin. I was listening to Pearl Jam 25 years ago when they hit it big. You got some good musical taste, Kev.
Thank you, buddy.
Beyond that... I'm convinced. You've convinced me. Trump lost to Dirty Pool in 2020. Okay. So the next question that I think naturally follows from that, what do we do? What do we do in 2024 to keep this from happening again? I hear Trump supporters talk as though they're convincing people that Trump's loss, Biden's win, was not legitimate. Fine. Gone from that. So now what?
It's a fair question. I think, honestly, I think a lot of people are worn out, Ryan, by the debate over 2020. And just, I mean, they literally are like, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. You know, that little monkey statue. You know, it's just, they don't want to hear it. And so that's why I've always said, let's learn from the past, change it for the future. And I think the warrior in that camp, in that category of what you want, what do we do about it? Mike Lindell is the guy that's done it. I also think we won't have COVID. And I think a lot of the hanky-panky was related to COVID. They bent rules because of the COVID word. What else? Wallace, Kevin's
you know, and what I would say, too, Rye, is go to frankspeech.com. One of the top videos you'll see under election right there is the plan.
I've been to Frank's speech,
yep.
Gentlemen.
Yep.
I've seen the evidence as Lindell
has looked at the plan,
and that's what I'm talking about. I'm convinced. What I don't see on Frank's speech or any place else is how far are you willing to go? If you believe that it's fraudulent, are you going to put your cards out? Are you going to go all in and really push this?
What would that look like? What do you mean by that?
Depends on the state.
Once you've convinced so many people, I think Lindell's preaching to the choir. I don't think he's wrong necessarily, but I think he's preaching to the choir. We need to start thinking about what we do to prevent this from happening again. And I don't really see a lot of people talking about that, Scott.
Well, we just talked about it yesterday. It's getting promoted and getting in North Dakota. They dispatched out of this 2-day conference with what I think is a pretty solid plan. Boots on the ground, devices to detect connectivity. There's a lot of things, and they're really going to have their eyes on everything going on in Wisconsin and Michigan and in Georgia and in you know, all of the places where it's really hot and the cheating is going on. So I have some hope. After seeing everything on there, I do. So,
Ryan, did you hear Mike Lindell Tuesday by chance? Did you catch that segment?
Yeah, I did. And, it's not that he's wrong. He's good people, and I think he's moving in the right direction. But I don't see a lot of people in swing states. South Dakota and North Dakota went for Trump. You know, it's not as though there's much at stake where you and I live. But I just don't see a lot of people. I don't see a lot of people discussing this sort of stuff where it really seems to matter, where it really seems to make a difference. It's more of an out of sight, out of mind.
And you know why? You know why? In my view, people are just worn out. They're tuning out. They're worn out. I mean, they're robots. They're just walking through life, thinking all of this is noise and just you know. Don't send out any mean tweets and sing kumbaya and who cares that Joe Biden doesn't know his butt from third base. I mean, it's the state of where we are in this country today of what you're describing. Because I think 2024 is going to be very different than 2020 because of the work of Michael Adell and others. But it's a small army. It's a small army that are doing this, that are part of this, and everybody ought to get on board. But to your point that there's no plan, I think there is at least a plan. There's a recognition of the impact of the COVID era and all that, and how not to repeat that, custody of ballots and paper ballots. You know, it can't happen everywhere, but boy, it could happen in a lot of places. And you know, it'll be interesting. Who argues against a paper ballot?
People that are cheating.
Well, I think that's not entirely true. County auditors would say, look, I don't, you know, my job is so much easier with a machine and it's going to take time and everything else.
It's what it is.
Yeah, I, if you argue against paper ballots as being the way you can trust the outcome, then I question your motives. And there are legitimate reasons. I know county auditors are going to make the case against this new petition as an example, and I'm nowhere near comfortable with that petition that's being sent around that we talked about yesterday. I got a lot of questions. They couldn't even answer yesterday when they were on the air the question of, well, you want to reform how we recall elected officials. Tell me how. How is it now, and what are you changing? And, well, it's in here somewhere. I can't find it. So is it one of the top tenets of what they're trying to do? So I got a lot of questions there, but I think people are they're there. Ryan, I thank you for your call, and I understand your frustration, and I hope you call again. And by the way, Aberdeen, South Dakota has a special place in my heart because that's where Crosby came from. Kev. Aberdeen will always be known as the place Crosby came from, the new newest member of the Hannon family, little Bernadoodle. So, like
say
that.
Say to my brother-in-law if you go over to Vision Care, too.
Vision Care, that's right, yeah. Somebody just sent me a meme, and it has the Disney Frozen logo and the kind of a neat little thing for Frozen. But the picture is of Mitch McConnell. What's that all about?
Too early?
Are they still saying nothing's here? What has been the response to this from his staff?
Come on. It's might be time to call the game. Might be time to, you know, same with Feinstein, same with the... Then you look at Chuck Grassley, the guy's sharp as a tack. It isn't about the age, it's about
the ability. I don't agree with the age limit either. Yeah. I think everybody's different, but I think it's really, really sad. And this is, by the way, for people that are in business or in politics or anything, but when you want to just stay in the game no matter what, sometimes I get it. You develop your sense of purpose from it in a particular job or a company or whatever. And in the case of members of Congress or, for that matter, legislators or anybody, you know, they just get addicted to the trappings of being there and having that ability. Look, to be one of 100 United States senators is worldwide one of the most coveted positions ever when it comes to politics and government, right? I mean, it is the creme de la creme. If you're one of 100 senators, unbelievable. I would argue even more than one of 50 for governors, although I love the governor angle because it's of the 10th Amendment much more.
Right.
And unfortunately, the 100 are a lot more powerful today than the 50 are. What's wrong with this picture? So that's why I think, but it's sad. It's sad. I mean, Jill Biden right now, Jill, not Joe, Jill, the wife of Joe Biden, Joe Biden's children, Joe Biden's family, Joe Biden's closest friends should be saying, this is not going to end well. Let's find a graceful exit. Mitch McConnell, same thing. My gosh. It's just unbelievable. And yet they still make, like last time, it happened. I'm not worried about them. Let me rip through some text here, Kev. A couple minutes left. John Hinderacher coming up on the school resource officers not being in school. Moorhead, Ulan, DGF this year. Why? And what do we do about it? We're going to talk about that.
What do 55,000 votes cost you in Georgia in 2020?
Oh, yeah. Do that right now. I got to hear that.
All right, get this. Here you go.
30 p.m. on November 3rd, all media and poll watchers were told to leave State Farm Arena because ballot counting was going to stop. But Ruby and her daughter and three others remained behind at State Farm Arena. They pulled boxes of ballots out from under the table that was placed there in the morning and distributed them to several counting stations.
Back to Fulton County, Georgia right now, where our reporter Blaine Alexander apparently has some new reporting on the expectations for that.
Hang on, I played the wrong one there. This is the call.
In Georgia, there's a case of a poll worker named Ruby who was seen on Instagram giving a secretive live video of her working in the back room filled with absentee.
Got a minute, Kev.
Yeah, so that's I'll find the call. I thought I was queued up to it. But that's Ruby Friedman, by the way, who just got the Medal of Freedom from Biden for being so brave. And she was the one that went in and...
You lost me, though. What is the call? Who's on the call?
The call, I got to queue up the call. I missed the call here, but I will get it. The call is to buy 55,000 votes. So
she is offering somebody... 55,000.
Different things here. Yeah, Ruby Friedman was in State Farm Arena. They shut everything down. No one could watch. She was the one that pulled the bin out and kept feeding old ballots into the tabulator.
Yep,
the other one is a call to somebody that has a whole team of people that could get this person 5,000 votes. And how much is it? 55K. I'll find it.
Okay, so she's saying, I'll get you 55,000 votes, but I need $5,000 cash.
Yep. Give me just a second. I'll find it in my audio.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, unreal. Unbelievable. We should play it for John.
Texter says, I'm not worried about the paper ballots they counted them with. They counted them within a day or so, but it seems like when they use the machines, it takes 6 weeks to a month or longer. So what's faster? I'm just asking. I think that's a fair question. Absolutely. Somebody else said,
It's a little long. I'll get to it when we come back. And John Hinderacher on the school resource officer issue. Next on What's on Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What's on Your Mind brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Listen to this deal. 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2. I shouldn't even be talking about this because I want this car. Yes. Eye-catching glacier blue metallic exterior, jet black graystone interior, all leather, of course, 6.2 EcoTech 3 V8 engine. Guess how many miles, Kev?
What
23.
Year?
23.
I bet, not even 12,000, 16,000?
Half of that, 6,151 miles on this. Has the technology package that can save your life and lots of accidents. It was $71,000, but today they're going to, because you listen to this program, save $1,000 at $70,000 for that beautiful
Chevy Silverado 2023. Woo! That's a dandy. Okay, John Hinderacher is here, and we're going to unpack a story that is causing a lot of concern for parents and school administrators and principals and everybody else. But you wanted to play a clip of a phone call. Set this up.
Went down in Texas. They set it up.
So it's true that election fraud is rare. What about Raquel Rodriguez? She was recently arrested for election fraud in Texas because of overwhelming video evidence incriminating herself that she was harvesting ballots for pay.
Look at how the ticket votes for either Biden. How many votes you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes out the ticket, either Biden.
If not more, I'm not going to overpromise because remember, we're 16 days till election day. You can give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 up front, 5,000 votes.
That's right.
And you know how that could be delivered on that promise? Drop boxes. They go drop them in by the hundreds, middle of the night, whenever.
2,000 mules.
Yeah.
And how many teams around the country were running that scam? Were running that deal? How many besides her? She's in Texas.
John Hinderacher is standing by from the Center for the American Experiment. And like John, I'm much more about 2024, but we still have to learn from 2020, and these things are pretty amazing. There is voter fraud. There is voter fraud. There's no doubt about that. And there was a lot more of it during COVID. The question is, what are we doing about it, and how do we secure elections? What do you think of paper ballots, John, by the way? Does that make any sense at all?
Fine with me. You know, Glenn Reynolds is one guy who has been agitating for several years now for paper ballots. You've got a clear record of who somebody actually voted for. You know, Scott, the amazing thing about voter fraud is how many people get prosecuted for it. You know, there are, in many areas, there's very little effort to investigate and to punish voter fraud. And yet, there's an amazing number of cases where people get caught, get prosecuted, and get convicted.
There is. So you're saying more than we realize, they actually prosecute for this.
Yeah. I mean, you can, you can search around and find prosecutions and guilty verdicts. People have added them up and published the numbers. And again, it's not because there's this enormous effort to catch and to prosecute voter fraud. There isn't, but even so, there are a lot of people who get caught.
Tell me what you think about the Minnesota legislature in some omnibus education package. I don't know, in the dark of night, changing ors and ands and thes and getting to a point where, by interpretation by the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, and the school districts in question here, Moorhead, DJF, and Ulan up in our area, believe that they can't have a school resource officer in the school anymore. What happened? How did this happen?
Well, to start from square one, school resource officers are simply police officers who are stationed in the schools and paid by the school district. And they have the normal powers of police officers to try to maintain safety within the school, which, as you know, is a very important issue in a lot of areas. So the DFLers in the legislature included in this omnibus education bill a provision that was not widely debated, not widely known. They never even went to law enforcement to say, we're thinking about doing this. You know, what do you think about it? So what they did is they put a provision in the education law that bars school resource officers from using the normal means of restraining violent perpetrators. So you might have a high school kid who's 6'2 and 230 pounds who starts a fight and is beating the daylights out of another kid. And unfortunately, this does happen in our public school. So there's a police officer standing right there, and he could break up the fight, protect the kid. But he can't because this law prevents him from using the standard methods of restraint that police officers use to get perpetrators under control. So what this officer can do is get on the telephone and call the police department and call a second police officer to come to the scene, and he can use the normal tactics because he's not a school resource officer, right? Of course, a teacher could do that too.
anybody can call the police department. And the point of having a school resource officer is that he's right there on the scene. And so it's also dangerous for the SROs, because if you try to break up a fight or deal with someone who's being violent, but you're by law, you can't use the standard restraint techniques that you use to get people under control, now you can get hurt. And so as a result of this, police departments in, I don't know how many cities now, 5, 6, 7, 8 districts are around the state, including Anoka, have now said, we can't operate under that law. We're pulling our officers out of the public school.
Oh, this is unbelievable. It really is. And what I think, by the way, best description I've heard of the mess that they created. The mess. And they better fix it. Rob Kupek, are you listening? Jim Joy, are you listening? It's time to say, hey, we cannot have more in public schools starting without school resource officers. AmericanExperiment.org has done a great job. Check out the news gathering they've done on this and other stories, because it's great stuff. John, thanks a bunch. Talk to you next week.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.